Pray. Once more, O Lord, cause the light of your word to shine within our hearts, for Jesus' sake. Amen. God willing, within the next month, my wife and I are going to be moving into a new home. We will be packing many things, and there will also be things that we'll be ditching. Although my wife tends to be the ditcher, while I'm the pack rat, we generally agree on those things that will be important for our future life, and on those things which are treasures for us, and we want to hang on to. And what about you? In a couple days, many of you will be moving on to a new phase in your life. What are you going to ditch? More importantly, what are you going to take with you? What are you going to pack up? Now, perhaps you're thinking about the things that have accumulated in your dorm rooms, but you already know that I'm not going to be talking about that. As you move on, the Lord exhorts you regarding those things that are important for your daily existence and the things that ought to be treasures for you. In Proverbs 3, he tells us, "Let not steadfast love and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart." Some of you, graduates, as you look back, can see 11 years at ILC. Some 8, some 6, some 4. So think back, for instance, to all of the morning chapels that you've had. High school seniors, you can look back at over 600 chapels. AA students who also went to high school here have something over 900 to look at. College seniors, over 1,200. Seminary students, 1,700. I'm not a math teacher, so don't hold me to those numbers. Add to that evening chapel. Add to that the many hours of religion classes that you've had. Add to that the many times your teachers or fellow students admonished, encouraged, comforted, strengthened you with words from God. It's all rather breathtaking. Your time at Emmanuel has been a time of mining the treasures of God's Word. No, it's not gold and silver that you have been mining for, or precious gems that you've dug up. Blessed is the man who finds wisdom, and the man who gains understanding. For her proceeds are better than the profits of silver, and her gain than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things you may desire cannot be compared with her. You have dug into the depths of God's Word. You have drawn out treasures that are never going to disappoint you by rusting or tarnishing or corroding. Our text sums up with the words, steadfast love and truth. Don't let steadfast love and truth forsake you. You've learned much about the breadth and the depth and the height of the steadfast love of God. Can you remember times during your years here that you were unfaithful to God, breaking His commandments? Maybe you can remember doing it today. And yet, did God stop loving you because of this? His love is steadfast. Through a Christian adult or a faithful friend, God assured you that those sins are washed away and that the righteousness of Christ covers you from head to toe. Well, perhaps it was a certain chapel address that touched a cordant note in your heart, or many such chapel addresses. in which God spoke to you of His abiding and unshakable love. Don't let this forsake you. And what about truth? Where in this world do people have the kind of opportunities that you've had, opportunities to hear the truth as revealed in the writings of Moses and the prophets, in the writings of the apostles, before your eyes and in your ears, the word of the Lord has been presented. He has opened His book and caused the truth to pour forth into your hearts and minds. You know a whole lot more about God than you did when you first came to ILC. Don't let this slip away from you. Out there in the world, there are thousands of distractions. Some of them are sinful. Others are neither good nor bad, but they are distractions. Satan, the world, and your own old Adam are going to use these to try to distract you from keeping the treasures that you have secure within your heart. The anti-God forces of the world want you to forget what you have learned, or to just take it for granted. Therefore, we must give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard, lest we drift away. For if the word spoken through angels, which refers to that given on Mount Sinai, if that proves steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? So let not steadfast love and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them upon the tablet of your heart. People tend to hang gold jewelry around their necks where they can see them and where others can see them. They use it to adorn their appearance. Well, let this steadfast love of God and the truth of His Word, let these be the things that adorn you. Read, hear, talk about these things. Keep them out there where you can see them and where other people can see them also. Even more, keep them written on the tablet of your heart so that every step you take into your future life is taken with God's steadfast love and His truth always clearly in focus. And by keeping the steadfast love of God and the truth of God before your eyes and in your heart, you won't lose it. It won't forsake you. So pack up those treasures that you have dug up during your years here. Take them with you wherever you go. We pray. Praise be unto you, O God, for you have been steadfast in your love and have continuously shown forth your truth to us. Help us in the years to come to keep your love and truth before our eyes and in our hearts. Keep us, O Lord, and bring us safely to the end of our journey. Grant this for Jesus' sake. Amen. Hymn 292, verse 4, 7, and 9.